the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
The following program contains language and scenes that some viewers might find objectionable. Discretion in viewing is advised.
Hello and welcome to The Dina and Greg Show.
Hi, I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter.
Am I on?
Yes, you
are. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can't hear me. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show.
So, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How
I'm
are
finally,
you?
I'm finally kind of recovered from last night.
Oh, my God. I sent Dina a text at, it is a weird sound, by the way. Anyway, I sent Dina a text at 10 to 1
it was,
today?
Yeah, it was almost 1 o'clock.
And I was like, I just woke up and it's 1 o'clock.
And I had woken up earlier, but I didn't go to bed until like, oh, God, Jesus, help
and
me.
For anyone who doesn't realize, I don't sleep in. I'm not a sleeper-inner. I don't do it.
I'm a sleeper-inner, and I woke up, but then I fell asleep, and then I woke back up, and then I fell asleep again.
And the whole reason for me going to my bed is because I woke up conveniently after I watched Meet the Press, because for some reason, in my drunk stupor, I decided to make sure that it was on the right station.
It's perfect.
And then I woke up like, oh, my phone needs to be charged. My charger's by my bed. I might as well bring my phone to the charger. And then, so I slept while it charged.
Yeah, it was quite a night last night. We went out for a couple of people's birthday in West Hollywood, and Mama Moneybags came out and started buying drinks, and all of a sudden, it's 5 in the morning, and I'm washing my makeup off finally then.
Last night was all your fault.
It was not my fault.
It completely. And this text at what time was it?
Oh, shut up.
This text at exactly 1:34 a.m. proves it. I have a drink for you. Really?
I love that I got three of your texts after we were on the way home.
Yeah, I was searching for Dina. I thought she left me. My keys were in her purse, and I thought she had left me. I ran into employees of mine on the dance floor. It was a mess. I was a mess. But the entire night was pretty good. On the bus ride, we made a friend. Dina made a friend.
She was not a friend.
This homeless lady looked at Dina.
We were responsible and took the bus.
Yes. And this homeless lady looked at Dina and said, what did she ask you?
She goes, is that your hair? And I was like, yes. It looks like a wig. Is it a wig? It looks like a wig. Can I have a dollar? What? First of all, you insult me. I tell you, it's my hair. I bought it. It was a wig, but I bought it. And then you ask me for money? Oh, hell no. I wasn't happy. But I was really blonde last night, and I had a good time. I haven't been blonde in a while.
Gorgeous. The pictures from our impromptu photo shoot at the bus stop.
They're on my Facebook.
Yes.
And well, the ones I liked of me.
Oh my God. And when we first got on the bus, we had an old friend join us also on this bus ride.
Amazing.
This wonderful, very good looking man.
He was very cute.
Yes. Redhead. Very not normal by my type. But I met him the eve to my birthday last year.
So let's talk about this. So the eve of his birthday, our friend Christine came into town.
Chewing gum on the radio.
I love it.
Seriously.
So Christine came into town and we're all partying. Because Greg's birthday is like an event. It's huge.
And in a little bit, by the way, I'll be announcing this year's theme.
Yay.
But so we had a big cocktail party at my house.
Yes.
And then we went out for a little bit. You, yes. Tin, me, Christine. And on the way home, I'm gawking at this guy. And I'm like, I'm going to go talk to him.
Because we're all kind of sitting next to each other at the time. And then all of a sudden, Greg gets up and he's like, I'm going to go talk to him. So it's me and Christine in the back. And I'm just like, I'm drunk. She's drunk. Greg's drunk flirting with this guy, right? So the bus stop comes up for them to get off because I go a little bit further, right? So Christine's like, is this it? This is it, right? This is it. And I'm like, yes. And she goes, is he going to come too? And I'm like, yeah, he'll come. Greg, are you going to come too? This is it, right? Across the bus. It's crowded.
Packed.
All of a sudden, she's getting off the bus. I'm sitting here watching it. Greg is trying to get away but doesn't want to. So the door's closed. Christine's outside the bus.
I was standing up getting his number.
Yes.
And then I sat back down when the door shut.
Christine's outside of the bus running next alongside the bus. And you hear, Greg!
The entire bus hears it. Entire bus.
So when this guy comes on last night, I'm like, I'm like, is that the guy? And Greg goes, yeah, that's the guy.
I hate you.
It was amazing. Greg! Is he getting off? Yeah, he's getting off. He'll get off. Are you sure this is it, right? Greg! Are you getting off?
Okay. With that said, I'm going to make the announcement. I'm going to make the announcement. My birthday theme for this year, it's a big one. It's I haven't got married. What?
You might not want to say that.
Huh?
You might not want to say the full title. You might want to say incredible instead of the other one. Just, you know, to avoid whatever.
I can say those words together.
Okay, do it.
I think so.
Okay.
Anyway, the theme this year, well, I've been to a billion weddings. I've done all this stuff for babies and stuff, but I'm not getting married anytime soon, so I want to have a huge shindig. And so this year, my birthday theme, and I'm announcing it very early because the plane tickets are going to be involved and stuff, Amazing Race Catalina.
Yay!
It's going to be really crazy. Excited. Villas and everything in Catalina. It's going to be nuts.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. First of all, I'm excited to go to Catalina because I've never been. And second of all, I'm excited to go to Catalina because I've never been. And third of all, I'm excited to go to Catalina with you.
Because I've never been.
So,
hi.
Hi.
I saw the box yesterday.
You saw the box, you did.
It was really good.
I saw my box yesterday.
Absurdism. It's an amazing demonstration of absurdism. Anyway, we're up and about. I'm really kind of still shocked that I made it off my couch.
I'm kind of shocked too. And I'm kind of shocked that I made it off my couch. But yesterday I'm really excited because I've been working on a dress and it's like, it's kind of ambitious for, you know, my first real, you know, project. So I was sewing all day yesterday before I got ready to go out and I'm really excited about it. So I'm just telling you guys.
She's working on a dress.
I'm working on
a dress.
It's like a denim ball gown is what it's going to be.
She's calling it a dress. Sick. I call it a shit kicking moo moo. No, I'm kidding. It looks amazing.
You're a bitch. Oh my God. So entertainment will never be the same after this week.
Oprah's on. Not anymore.
She's not going to be.
No more.
But I think it's amazing that she gave her 2-year notice.
No.
Hey everyone, I just want to let you guys know I'm going to be quitting the Oprah show.
2019.
Someday. I'm afraid it's going to be like the Cher retirement.
Oh, I don't think it will be like that. I think
do you not?
She'll find some other amazing crazy project, but
it's the Cooking with Oprah show.
But they're looking for the new Oprah.
Cunnilingus with Oprah.
So my suggestion is
Dina Martina.
No, me, Greg Potter, you bitch.
I'm not a bitch. So I'm really. I think it's amazing that she's announcing this so far in advance because it really gives the nation and
time to mourn.
Exactly. It gives them time to cope with their feelings regarding the absence of Oprah and even the whole world, you know, because everybody. She is pretty much the ruler of the free world.
She really is. She basically bought our president his presidency. Okay, that's a lie. But she had a major impact.
He was good. So speaking of our president, great segue into I think it was Rachel Maddow. Maddow.
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I love her. So she mentioned this on her show this week. There's merchandise out there by some pretty right wing people that has a prayer for Obama, which is, and it says Psalms 109:8. And in that verse, or in the in that, it talks about his children be fatherless, may he die. It's really horrible.
That's vicious. I didn't even realize this.
Oh no, seriously, it's horrible. And I'll probably look it up for you guys and read it a little bit later on from the Bible. But I just think it's horrific that Christians, first of all, secondly, that the right wing are so full of hatred for a president who is trying, you know, I really believe he's trying to do the right thing. You know, he really wants change, and we want change. Everybody wants change, you know, especially even the right wing want change right now. You know what I mean? But for them to just do, you know, call for his death over and over again, talk, you know, and then this.
It's ludicrous.
No, it's not ludicrous. It's despicable. Despicable. It's horrific. Like, I don't even have the words to describe how horrible this is. Luckily, Cafe Press, you know, I think they took it off and then said, oh, it's okay because of something, but I don't know. But then there was another company that completely just said, no, it's, you know, eliciting hateful actions toward our president. It astounds me that people can be this full of hate. So I'm going to look this up while you're talking about the next.
No, it is really, it's terrifying to think that someone would hate a specific person that much, and just hate in general. Like, it's a demonstration of hate that we don't witness every day in this country.
Exactly.
And so it's eye opening at the same time. With that said, should we bring up the swine flu thing?
Let's do.
Okay. So Dina came across an episode of 60 Minutes. Was it? That's what you showed me, right?
Something like that.
60 Minutes from 1979 of them talking about the swine flu. And who was it on 60 Minutes? I can't remember. Anyway, the story was how the U.S. government was saying every man, woman, and child needs to get a shot. And then
in 1976, they were saying this.
Yeah, 1976. And then it turned out that the government got sued because of their... I don't remember the entire thing.
Well, basically what they were saying was in 76, the government was like, everyone needs to get a flu shot for the swine flu because it's going to be a pandemic, blah, blah, blah. It's going to, you know, overtake the world. You know, get your flu shot now. And so everybody rushed out, and a lot of people rushed out and got the flu shot. And it really, a couple of years later, really affected people adversely. Like, they were, you know, some people died. Some people had, like, issues with health due to this. And so they were suing it. And I just think I thought it was so interesting. First of all, because I never thought about hearing about the swine flu before this year. And then to look back on it and see that the swine flu has been introduced in this country before. And it was, you know, feared to be, you know, to start a pandemic, and the same thing's happening right now. And it just sometimes feels like the CDC is, or the government in a lot of ways are just playing games with us as far as like making us a mass hysteria experiment.
Well, and then that got us, that was the catalyst. Then we went into conversation about not only the government, but also the media. On the news today, there was this huge story about, oh my God, Thanksgiving weekend, the gas is going to be so high. It's up a dollar from last year. But why are they treating us so, like, even more naive than they normally do? Because, hi, it's not to where it was a year and a half ago. Obviously, it was $4, $4.22 one day. I remember seeing it here in California.
I think it was up higher than that. I want to.
But like, but yeah. Their story is, they're like, it's up a dollar from last year. Seriously, I know that this is not a shocker. It's the gas. It's, you know, we should just be thankful that we're not paying $4 right now.
Yeah.
And it just really upsets me with the same idea of how stupid are we? Do people, dudes, the media, the government, whomever, they, the embolic, they think we are.
Yeah, but I think we are, as a society, I do feel like we've been dumbed down so much.
Completely.
And I'm not the smartest person, you know, and I'm not the most eloquent, but...
Especially not today.
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about me too.
Oh. So, but, and I'm not trying to be all conspiracy theorists or anything, but it's just interesting the way things are, you know, kind of panning out in the media, the way the government is portraying things. And I just, it's so crazy because yes, people are dying of the swine flu, but people are die of the flu every, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Good.
Sorry, I'm like, he's looking off. So, but people are dying
I love
of the flu, period. It kind of happens every year. So it's just one of those interesting things. I think I was making fun of people when they were wearing their masks.
I'm Sherry like, Shepherd, that one day in The View, she came out in the mask.
I just don't get it. I understand mass hysteria, blah, blah, blah. But really?
Wear a mask if you're sick.
Right.
Cover
Did
your
not
face.
Spread
Cover
it.
Your face.
I know, right?
So, you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-602-4929. That's 818-602-4929.
And yeah. I would like to read this passage from the Psalms because it's just, it says, may his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children be wandering beggars. May they be driven from their ruined homes. May a creditor seize all he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his labor. May no one extend kindness to him or take pity on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off, their names bottled, blotted out of the next generation.
That's
horrible.
That's horrible.
That's horrible. Oh. First of all, it's just horrible that anybody would think to use that against another
against
human being.
Anybody, even yeah. someone you hated, mm-hmm. like in basic general everyday your enemy. But to go that far on the leader of our country,
that's of our country, so, yeah,
who is genuinely a
seems like a great guy,
yeah, fantastic man. Anyway, we need to lighten up the mood. So, and speaking of politics...
We can't lighten up the... Go ahead and do your last political thing, but there's also something else that's pressing that I want to bring up.
Oh, I was just going to say I forgot the Sarah Palin stuff. So, because I had the excerpt from her book. So, anyway, you bring up that.
Okay. Houston, Texas, this week.
Oh, yes.
A 16-year-old out gay student was assaulted and beaten up by 9 of his classmates. He went to 2 assistant principals and to a bus driver over the previous days before the event occurred. He went to them and said, look, I need some help. They're going to beat me up. Nobody did anything. No one did anything. So what happened was he's on the bus and they're like, we're going to fucking beat you up and blah, blah, blah. So when he got off at a stop in his neighborhood, 9 children got off the bus with him, after him, chased him through the neighborhood. He ran into a neighbor's house. They ran in after him, started beating him with a lead pole or a lead pipe or something. The neighbor came in with a shotgun and they finally left, but kept saying, you're not going to be gay anymore. You're not going to be gay anymore. You know what I mean? And then he left and this poor kid, 16-year-old, who was crying out for help from, you know, adults.
Numerous people.
Assistant principals and the bus driver. People who you look to for protection.
People who are obligated to help.
Obligated.
Like,
they're adults. And I understand, oh, it's just kids will be kids. But seriously, when somebody's saying, I'm scared, I need protection, and adults do nothing, do not protect him, people that are supposed to be protecting, that is deplorable. And his mother is really calling for it to be treated as a hate crime, which now that, you know, the definitely hate crimes is. Bill, yeah. you know, it's definitely something. It's definitely a hate crime. Granted, it's children. They're children. But that should never occur. And the people in charge, the principal, assistant principals, and the bus drivers should be taken, you know, made responsible for not stepping up and taking care of children. You know, whether or not he's gay or not. That is not the issue. The issue is when someone's fearing for their life or their protection, people, there are people around that should be held responsible for making sure that he is protected to the best of their ability.
If it was them, if he was being abused by a parent or, you know, by an adult, those assistant principals would have been on that, like, you know,
like white on rice. Like stank on shit.
They should have been that same way with this situation. I know.
No, and it's shit. True. And I find it deplorable and horrible and just outrageous. Sad. That sad. Saddening. This poor kid. And he didn't even want to show his face on camera. He was so scared. And they did it. I watched an interview on Click 2 Houston channel where the poor kid's hands were trembling. You know, his mom was just, as any parent would be, just eaten up about it and upset. I mean, it's horrible. Ugh. What is the world coming to? That's all I have to say.
I don't know how to respond to that because...
I know. It's very serious. This is a very serious show. There have just been things that are... God, I keep saying horrible and horrific and... deplorable, but this week that just is astounding that it can happen. And granted, it's Houston and outside of Houston, but Houston's a very progressive city.
It's
one of the largest in the U.S. and this kind of thing should not be happening, even if it's a suburb of Houston, Texas. You know, it shouldn't happen in cut and shoot Texas.
It shouldn't happen period. Shouldn't happen in Salina either.
It shouldn't happen in Salina. Luckily, it didn't.
Well, this
they just call me names.
Tranny 2x4. Okay, well, this is the Dina and Greg show. I'm gonna this.
Is there a phone call?
No, oh. I was just gonna to segue.
Okay.
This is the Dina and Greg show. We'll be right back.
Clark County 911.
I'd like to report a drunk driver.
Okay, where did you see them?
Someone's really drunk driving down Grafton Road listening to the Dina and Greg show on LA Talk Radio.
Are you behind them?
No, I am them.
You am them?
I am them.
Would you like to pull over and listen to the Dina and Greg show on LATalkRadio.com?
Yeah, I'll pull over.
Oh my God, I love that.
You're back with Dina and Greg.
Don't hurt Dina yourself. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-602-4929. We have not told you that we're only on for an hour tonight. There was a small miscommunication, so we're back to 2 hours next week, so don't even fret. Don't you fret.
And speaking of which, next week, I'm really excited to have Ann Walker from Sorted Lives on our show. And she used to be, and she also helps out sometimes on the Tony Sweet Show. So I'm just ecstatic about it. And then the following week, the creator of Sorted Lives, Southern Baptist Sissies, and a host of other crazy ass things, Del Shores, is going to be in the studio.
It is going to be hours of craziness.
Can I just tell you, this week on Facebook and Twitter, he has been posting shirtless and himself in his underwear. I'm like, all right, Daddy.
Hello.
You better do it.
Hello, Undies.
I'm like, I ain't mad at you.
And this week's Thanksgiving.
Yay.
So if you're going to be in L.A.
Tranny Turkey Day.
And if you would like to stop by La Mirada Street, you're welcome. It's going to be a house full. So.
Yes.
What did you say the...
All welcome.
What did you say the...
Dina and Greg's Feast of Thanks.
Feast of Thanks. I heard a different...
It's the Feast of Thanks.
...theme, but...
Last year it was Tranny Turkey Day.
Yes.
This year it's Feast of Thanks.
So, Out 100 came out this week.
Yes, it did.
So, I do want to bring up something else before we actually talk about the list. But there was a little article in there. I don't know if you saw it when you read through it. Google's
Geographic, looking at the pictures.
Google's geographic search. It had the list of names for synonyms for gay that different parts of the world use. In LA, we like the word faggot.
They Google, that's like a where the majority of people come from. The top five, it was like the top five people from each section that Google faggot.
New York was queer and gay.
And Melbourne, Australia was in that too.
Yep. And then I just used the other one. Santiago, Guadalupe, Caracas, and Mexico City, and Lima, Peru. They like the word homosexual.
Yay.
Anyway.
There's, you know, they're faggot. Everybody hates that word. And it's one of those things that's very controversial right now, which I understand completely. We tend to use it a little bit more, but I think it's like an empowerment. It's like, you know, we are actually taking back the word and making it, you know, a lot of us do. So please don't get offended by it. If you do get offended by it on a consistent basis, fuck you. I'm just kidding, though.
Text me, email me, tell me, Greg, I don't like that word.
Please avoid it.
And then I will still use it, but at least I'll recognize that you don't like it, and I will apologize, but I use it frequently. It's not even you that uses it. It's me.
It is.
It's, yeah.
I'm a tranny.
Tranny and the faggot.
Some people don't like the word tranny.
We're the tranny and the faggot. We're
trying to stay homo.
Next door neighborly tranny and faggot.
You're my homosexual friend. I'm
that,
your fruit fly.
That list gave me
homo hag
reason.
Fairy princess.
I hate you right now. That list gave me reason to go on Facebook, to finally Facebook. And just,
I thank the gods that this is going to give you a reason to go on Facebook.
Chris Hughes, the creator of Facebook, he was on the top 100.
And he's apparently gay.
Yes. He's my new husband. Yeah.
He's cute.
I found two new husbands this week. Yay. One was him. The other one was model Sean O'Pry. He's beautiful. Beautiful.
He was very dark and
oh, just gorgeous.
Dark and handsome.
So, Brad Goreski was on there. Ugh.
I liked you
so much until I moved to LA and met you, and then you were just kind of mean to me.
And
we were both drunk. So,
I love Rachel Zoe, and I love my new friend from last week that I can't remember her name right now.
Blonde. Why can Brit? No. What's her name?
Oh, my God.
I hope she knows.
Taylor.
Taylor.
I love them. Brad, I wanted to love him, but I have moments where I'm just like,
I like you, you're fun, but you just kind of annoy me. You know, witty repartee, but
yes, I think so too. And you know what? I'm going to endeavor to put aside my annoyances to be committed to hanging out with you and meeting you, Brad.
So come on the show.
Be my friend.
Come out the closet. Be gay. Sorry, that's a reference to a conversation earlier.
So I'm really dying to have Rachel Zoe and Taylor on though.
Yes,
dying to have Rachel Zoe and Taylor. Dying.
Grasping.
Can you see
pearls.
I'm on my last I'm on my deathbed.
Speaking of Facebook, I'm changing it now. A woman in Canada has lost her benefits, her health insurance benefits, because of a Facebook picture. The article was exactly by Associated Press that she was on permanent leave from work because she was depressed. And so the insurance agent went on Facebook and saw pictures of her, quote unquote, having fun. And then she lost her benefits. What the hell pictures is she going to put on Facebook? She's not going to put pictures of her sad with a frown sitting on the couch eating a bag of potato chips.
Like, with her eating dress on and a pint of ice cream, you know?
No one's going to look at that on Facebook. Like, really?
I think I may just make a whole Facebook for myself where I look dowdy and sad the whole time. For my insurance agent, please go to my depression Facebook.
Really? It's ridiculous. That's ludicrous. Like,
I'm going to put a picture of me with my face superimposed on that lady from Gilbert Grape.
And this is in Canada. You are horrible. This is in Canada. Like,
I know.
That's... Wait, I'm confused now. Doesn't everyone in Canada have insurance?
I don't know.
That's
I guess.
I just hate the word insurance.
So I think it's horrible that an insurance, an insurance agent, an insurance agent can go on Facebook and find a smiling picture and revoke your, that's kind of terrible. Now, if it was you're handicapped and you're supposed to be in a wheelchair and you're walking around and pictures of you standing up, I get that. But with depression's such an internal thing. I know, right? I just think it's horrific. What my favorite, got? My word du jour, horrific.
Well, mine was...
Horror.
Absurdism. Anyway, what do you got?
Well, tonight's the AMAs.
Yes.
And I'm sad I'm missing part of it. And I'm going to be watching Californication from last week and the season finale.
Wait, we didn't watch it last week?
No, well, we watched the one before. Remember, you didn't stay in.
I thought I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
I didn't think you did, but maybe you did. Okay, so we'll see if we have, and if not, we're going to watch the season finale because Kathleen Turner.
Oh my gosh! If you have not watched,
I have to have on the show as well.
If you have not watched Californication ever, you have to get into it now. They added Kathleen Turner to the cast. And her character is so raunchy and so to the point and just so, I can't even say the word. Kathleen Turner, it's her.
It's amazing.
Oh my
amazing.
Gosh.
Amazing. So Kathleen Turner, I've been looking for your publicist. I've called everybody, but I haven't been able to find the right one anymore. I get old publicists. So I need Kathleen Turner's publicist. Somebody help me because I want her on our fucking show.
The office is in Century City. Help us out.
It's not. It's not that.
Oh, I thought it's Walt Plaza.
No, it's somebody else now.
Damn it.
Yeah, they change so quickly, these publicists. So I'm looking for contact for Kathleen Turner. You can email me at Dina@DinaAndGreg with 2 G's on the end, show.com. Also, Taylor Swift on the cover of In Style. She's nominated for 5 awards tonight at the AMAs. She's up for Artist of the Year. She's overtaking music, country, pop, everything.
Make it sound like it's never been done before.
First of all, she's the youngest person that's ever been nominated for, you know, or won a CMA or whatever. Because the CMAs, which I didn't talk about, which I was living for, by the way.
Was she on American Idol, Taylor Swift?
No,
she wasn't. Was
no,
she?
Okay. That was Kelly Pickler.
Okay.
And Carrie Underwood, who's sickening. She stole my body. She stole my life. That's all I'm saying.
I just hope Taylor Swift doesn't have the same thing that happened to Leanne Rimes.
Oh,
I
no.
doubt it will.
No, because they gave her makeup, Leanne Rimes, for the CMAs that should have been never worn by her nor anybody else. She looked horrible. I was so sad. Taylor Swift is already on a level that far exceeded anything that what was her name? Leanne Rimes ever did.
Coyote Ugly.
No, I get it. But Taylor Swift, for some reason, like, Leanne didn't write her own songs.
I know.
Taylor Swift writes her own songs for the most part, and she's really musically amazing, and I love her. And I love Taylor Swift. I do. And I'm very impressed with how she portrays herself in the media, how she carries on her life. You know, she and Taylor Lautner, who make a perfect company or make a perfect couple, although he should be with me, even though he's 17 and I feel like a creepy old tranny. Shut up. He's gorge. Seriously, gorge.
17.
Anyway, she's on the cover of In Style and she looks lovely in the magazine. And yeah.
Wait, Amanda, I thought Amanda Siegfried was...
Amanda Siegfried is in Style.
I just said Siegfried, didn't I?
You did. Siegfried is on in Style, the UK edition. Oh. So, and she looks
amazing.
Sickening. The photos in there of her are... What?
That was 4 snaps and a what, just
it
so
was.
Everyone knows. What?
It was...
Oh, 3 snaps.
3 snaps. What?
I'm
no, she count. Looked sickening. She looked like a fashion model, and the clothes they put her in were perfect. Speaking of fashion models, celebrities who represent a line. Hello, Lily Allen. Chanel, face of Chanel.
Oh, yes. We talked about that last week, though.
Did we?
Yes.
Did I? Because and she's killing me.
Audrey Tattoo?
Killing me. Audrey Tattoo is the face of Chanel number 5. Gorge.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Thank you.
Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise in a pile of bullshit.
Oh, my God.
They're filming their new movie, and the bulls got loose. They're running from the bulls.
What is this, Pamploma?
So, two injuries, though. Kind of scary. Neither one of them got injured.
Of course not. They threw people in front of them. Of course. Just like I would have.
Indianapolis, an 18-year-old, is in police custody when he broke into a house. There was a baby crying, and he warmed up a bottle for them, for the baby. For the grandbaby.
Aw.
That's so sweet.
There's nothing like a courteous crook.
I know.
Do you like that alliteration?
Montgomery in Alabama. No bingo for you.
No bingo.
A woman was playing an automated bingo machine, and she thought she won $41.8 million. Thought she won it. The court told her, no, you get $2.
Oh. That's one of those.
That sucks. That sucks.
That's not happiness.
Oh, my God. I feel so sorry for that woman.
So not happiness.
Man in a Thousand Oaks here in L.A.
A man in Thousand Oaks?
In Thousand Oaks.
Oh, I thought you said man of a Thousand Oaks. I was like, oh, okay.
Man in Thousand Oaks got arrested because he paid a child, a teenager, $31 to spit on him. They called it misdemeanor child annoyance.
First of all, that's creepy.
That's so creepy, but...
That's so fetish creepy.
And
he's a child.
$31.
To spit on you, first of all.
$31.
That's not right.
One.
That's not right. In this economy, should have at least been 51.
Are you listening, Pam? 50. Dina needs to get paid more.
I told you, you're making me hang out with your friend, with your kid. I need to be paid more. I'm not a babysitter.
What else you got?
This weekend, Friday, Saturday was the 20th. Friday, Remembrance Day.
Yes, it was.
There were a lot of little remembrance memorials around the country. Stop it! Thanks. around the country that, you know, remembering those who lost their lives in, you know, just being who they are, like Gwen Arujo, and, you know.
Do you want me to play that?
What was that? Oh, good, yes.
That's a good
segue.
Yeah. So.
It was an unplanned segue. Yay. There's a PSA and a website that I really think that everybody should, especially since this week was Trans Remembrance Day
and all the other shit that's happening.
And the
hate
crimes and everything that are going on. Gayheroes.com. This is Chris Salvatore, who is on in the new movie Eating Out 3, and he's gorgeous. He's a great entertainer, and hopefully we're going to have him on soon. He sings. He's got a beautiful voice. But this is a PSA for gay American heroes. So
I'm going to play it.
Please
by
do.
Pushing play.
Hi, my name is Chris Salvatore, and I'd like to talk to you about a very serious matter. This is my hero, Lawrence King. And on February 12th, 2008, in Oxnard, California, Lawrence King, an openly gay young boy, was shot to death by a fellow male student. Days before Lawrence was murdered, he had asked his murderer to be his Valentine. For some reason, this boy thought that killing Lawrence was the right thing to do. Lawrence King was only 15 years old when he died, and he was murdered because he was gay, because of hate. And so I adopted Lawrence, and I made a promise that his life and his memory would never be forgotten. Please, join me in celebrating the lives of all of our deserving heroes who have been murdered by going to gayamericanheroes.com. There you can adopt one of hundreds of heroes who have had their lives stolen from us. And through your support, the Gay American Heroes Foundation is building the National Traveling Rainbow Memorial, honoring all of our heroes and keeping their memory alive. Please visit gayamericanheroes.com. Hate is a poison that is spreading within our community, and we have to do something to stop it. There is nothing wrong with being yourself, and there is nothing wrong with being gay.
So that is, if you...
Chris Salvatore.
If you want to check it out, definitely you can go to YouTube or just go to gayamericanheroes.com and check it out and adopt a gay American hero.
Yeah, please do. And it has, you know, the one I'm planning on adopting is Gwen Arujo, who was beaten to death for just being herself. So it's... Today is the day of remembrance on the Dana and Greg show, apparently.
It is.
So, but yeah, it's something that's very important to me is just making sure that we are finding ways of taking care of each other and protecting, you know, the people that are just trying to be themselves, just gay people, trans people, whatever, you know, you should be able to be free to be who you are in this country. And you should be able to be free to be who you are all over the world, you know, and we are blessed that we have such freedom here in this country. But we need to fight for protection and more freedom.
And the biggest thing is love is contagious. It's in us all, like, to just love. And, you know, you don't have to wear a mask with love.
You don't.
You don't have to wear a mask. You can love and not wear a mask.
You don't have to get inoculated against love. You don't. There's no inoculation against love. Except hatred, which, you know, hi.
Anyway.
Psalms 109.
Seriously.
So, on a lighter note, I've been watching The Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, my. Really? Really?
Yes, really.
You disgust me.
Shut up. I love it. So still can talking? I just tell you that Slade... bleh, sorry, Slade. That's an inside joke that you guys don't get, but I said something about throwing up on him. Anyway, gross. Ew. So Slade...
induced vomiting is exactly what you said. Induced vomiting.
So Slade... and I'm sorry, I don't know all of their names. I just watched it while I was sewing, and it's kind of, you know, addicting.
Your denim dress.
My denim ball gown, yes, that I'm working on. Jackass. So, Slade is hot. This guy, he slept with like three of them, but now he's with this other one. He's hot. And I kind of enjoyed watching him, especially at the tanning party where they got into a little tent and got spray tanned in a sock. That's all I'm saying. It was lovely. And then Gina, I saw her last show this week. She's not going to be on there anymore. And she was a bitch at first, and then I just kind of liked her. I don't know.
I thought my IQ went down from all the drinking we did last night, but nope.
Shut up.
What else you got?
New Moon.
Ugh.
Brought in $140 million this weekend.
Crazy.
140 million.
Although I'm still going to watch it.
Hi, Robert 17. Pattinson, Taylor 17.
I'm still going to go watch it. I guess my roommate, Jen, he's like, it's not very good, but if you want to see him half naked, it's worth it.
Even though he's 17. A 17-year-old should not have a body like that. That's all I'm saying. That's ungodly. That's what's wrong.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Speaking of which, how many more months, Taylor? When's your birthday? Ew, I'm not a dirty old woman.
You are a cougar.
I am, a little.
Yes, you are.
Shut up, I hate you. I still like older men. Slade.
We are having a toy drive. If anyone is interested, well, not interested, you're being forced. If you're listening right now, you're forced to go to Here Lounge on December 7th. And watch the two of us collect toys and make asses out of ourselves.
We're not going to make asses out of ourselves. And we're also celebrating Mercedes Electra's birthday.
Yes.
So I'm really excited about that. But we are going to be doing a toy drive, and we're donating them to the Children's Hospital.
Yes.
You know, these kids need love. They need excitement, and they need, you know, to be blessed. And so we're calling all of you to buy... packaged toys unwrapped, because we want to make sure that there's not anything evil in
PG
there.
PG packaged toys. Well, Dina needs a couple things.
Brand new.
She's registered at Pleasure Chest.
I don't want...
Pleasure... Yeah. That's
I'm right. registered for a Pleasure Chest. We don't want your used toys. I think it's great. We may work on that later, doing a used toy drive. But I want new toys. I want cute toys. I want packaged toys. I want you guys to bring the best for these kids that are sick in the hospital, that are, you know, maybe dying, whatever. They just deserve a good Christmas, especially if their families are not able to provide it for them due to the medical expenses. So.
And bring your drinking dresses.
Hello.
Because I'm taking the next day off.
And you get to see a lot of transvestigation. It's going to be fun.
Where'd that come from?
Transvesticles. It's fun.
It's so fun.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Anyway, I don't even know where that came from. I liked it. Say it again.
Thanks, transvestigation.
So, what else you got?
I'm sure I can think of something. What are you doing? So, we're really excited about going to 2 hours on a regular basis. So, I know what I've got. I don't think there are American Apparels all over the country. Are there?
There are not.
But American Apparel released some t-shirts that have legalized gay on them. Legalized gay. It's, a statement for legalization of same-sex marriage. So I've got t-shirts to give away.
Ooh, I love free stuff.
Yes. What I want over the next 3 weeks is for you guys to send me your stories. The funniest holiday story. The three funniest holiday stories will win legalized gay t-shirts. I will send them to you myself. And you will also win a rubber ducky from gay.com. Because we are sponsored by...
Gay.com. They sponsor us.
Yes.
Gay.com sponsors us.
So, rubber ducky from gay.com and... legalized gay t-shirts. And people in the other parts of the country, these are hot items, bitches. Hot items.
Would you like to tell them the address? The email address?
The email address.
So they could send
it? The email address that I want you to submit your funniest holiday stories to is info@dinaandgregshow.com. dinaandgregshow.com. For our Latin listeners.
I think we still get hair product, too. We can send them some of that, too.
We can do that, too.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pay for that much of postage, but y'all, send in your funny holiday stories. We'll read them on the air.
Dina got to write a check.
We'll read them on the air.
What are you going to do?
We're going to read them on the air.
We're ridiculous right now. You and I.
Why are you making this statement on live air? Oh, can I just tell you guys, if you haven't listened to other shows on this radio station, you need to freaking listen to these shows. There are some good goddamn shows here, okay? Let me tell you, Sam and Sherry in the Morning.
Hilarious!
So...
I screamed.
You did. So funny. Max, what is the show's name? Max? It's not Max in the Morning, definitely.
No, what is
right
it?
Right after hours today.
No, it's during our...
To the max. No, it's during our second hour when we have a second hour, but right now.
If you listened last week, he showed up on our show,
him and
his co-host, and they had
a psychic, Maria Papapetos.
Petos. I love her name.
She was really, really good. I just wish I would have known. I didn't really get what all was going on, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so blonde today.
And she told you to stay away from married men.
God.
And then you get a crush.
And then I realized that I do have a crush on a married man. Oh.
So.
Sadness. Badness.
We're almost.
But nothing can happen. Nothing can come from it because he lives in Canada.
We're almost done. But check us out at dinaandgregshow.com.
Please do.
And check out our. If you're bored, listen to some of our other shows.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
You know.
You can go to our archives and definitely after the show, after every show the next day, you can download our show. And you can also visit us. You did say the website, dinaandgregshow.com. You can visit us on Facebook. Just look up Dina and Greg Show, and you can visit us on Twitter. Twitter.com/DinaandGreg. G-R-E-G-G. And you can visit me on transglamorous.com, which is my blog, which I haven't updated, and my Facebook. And Greg's soon to have a Facebook, too.
I am. I'm finally getting a new computer, and all will be... You guys will be amazed. I'm going to amaze everyone. But we are... Anything last that you want to say?
The 7th at Hear Lounge. Make sure that you guys get it. If you get a chance and you're in Los Angeles and you want to hear funny comedy, Tuesday nights at...
Drunk on Stage.
Drunk on Stage at Act Bar in Silver Lake. Bruce Daniels. Bruce funny, Daniels. Funny, funny, funny. So that's good. There's lots of stuff.
Well, okay. Have a good week.
Thank you, guys.
I'm Greg Potter.
I'm Dina Martinez.
And this is the Dina and Greg Show. Bye.
Sure is. Peace.
You're listening to the Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.